Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trümmer ist Perik Ches, Mishnah Yud. Similar, but not mamish, the same case. What we learned about wine, in the first Mishnah, we have a similar case over here in regard to oil. V'chein, azay oichet. Chav Yishol Shema, we have a barrel of oil, shenishbecha, that spilled. And we're talking about a barrel of Trumah oil, and Trumah Tahira. So when oil spills, it'll sit on the ground a little bit. Eventually, it'll start seeping into the ground. So you have to work fast. The only kalim that he has nearby are kalim temeim. So that's going to be in the time of the oil, but it'll prevent it from disappearing into the ground. If he has to look for kalim tahirim, he may not be able to save the oil. So Zakta Mishnah Moida, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Shem Yachalev is shayach for him to get a hold of kalim tahirim, even though he doesn't save everything, but he'll be able to save from the truma, revius halog, which we explained again is somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces approximately, bitahara, and it's going to remain tar because it'll be a tar dekekeli yatzel. That's the way to go. Go save it. Go look for kalim tahirim. Save the truma. You have no right to use kalim temeim, even though you'll be saving more oil. Just let it go on its own, even if it seeps into the ground. But the imlap. If I would not even be able to save a revius tahara if I go looking for a taradik akeli, here again we have the machloikus in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Raim, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't be matam of the oil, teirid v'sibala. Let it go down and sink into the ground. But v'al yivalen of miyadav, he should not be makalkal it with his hands by scooping it up with a tamadik akeli. So take note, says the Batanura, in the previous Mishnah, we had a whole complicated case that the wine spilled on the top gas and it rolled into, or was about to flow into the bottom gas where there was chulin tamei. Here we're making it much simpler. We're simply saying the oil is spilling onto the ground. It's going to seep into the earth. How come we're changing the case? Zakta batanura. In the previous Mishnah, you have a case where the wine is going to flow into the chulin tamei. And you don't have 100 times the chulin to be mevatel. So who can use this wine now? Yisrael can't because of the truma inside. It's meduma. A kayan can't because it's tame. If you would have the identical case in regard to the oil, where the oil broke on tap and is pouring into tamadika oil, nobody would agree, not even Rabbi Yeshua, that you can bring tamadika kalim to save it. Even if you won't be able to save a revius of it b'tahara, if you went to look for tara dekekalim. And the reason is, what's going to happen? The oil's going to flow into tamadika oil, and it'll become tame. There's a very good use for tamadika oil. Pour it into your lamp. The kohen's allowed to use tamadika oil to light up his house. It's not such a big hafsid. He won't be able to put it into his salad. Fine. He won't be able to shmear it on it. But there's a very good use for it. Mashenke in the wine, even though the Mefarshim point out, you pour it on the floor, and the room, you know, has a nice aroma, but not every wine is good for that. So if we had the same case in regard to oil, there wouldn't be a machloikis in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Let the oil become tummy, don't be metam of the oil. But in this case, where the oil is going to be totally lost, so here we have the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer says. Even if you won't be able to save anything, if you look for Tara de Kekalim, you still can't physically be metama the oil with tamadika kalim, and Rabbi Yeshua says, better even trumadika oil that's tame than oil that just seeps into the ground and is gone altogether.